El programa Los Sonidos del Planeta Azul cumple 10 años en la programación de UPV Radio. Para celebrar el aniversario hemos preparado una serie de ediciones especiales durante el mes de septiembre en las que recuperaremos las entrevistas que más interés han despertado en nuestra audiencia. Los programas se podrán volver a escuchar tal y como se emitieron en su día. Nuestro agradecimiento a UPV Radio por el soporte técnico para realizar el espacio en la última década y la posibilidad de formar parte de su programación. Gracias por estar al otro lado. El programa no sería posible sin vuestra complicidad.
Saludos de Sari Zorio y de Paco Valiente desde el programa Los Sonidos del Planeta Azul. John Sealand y Sean Cannon, de la mítica banda irlandesa The Dubliners, serán los invitados en esta nueva edición. The Dubliners son uno de los grupos legendarios de los últimos 40 años. Son pura historia de la música folk irlandesa. Su música y sus giras reflejan la particular manera de entender la vida del pueblo irlandés. Empezaron en el O'Donegan's Pub de Dublín en 1962 y han publicado más de 180 discos. The Dubliners se han convertido en una institución. Sus álbumes se han vendido por millones por todo el mundo y su música ha llenado las vidas de las audiencias de todo el mundo de canciones de amor, vida, bebida e historias de inmigrantes. Y sus piezas instrumentales han sido fuente de inspiración para muchos jóvenes músicos aún hoy día.
I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be.
Hoy en el tiempo del programa Los Sonidos del Planeta Azul vamos a recibir a una de las bandas míticas del folk irlandés. Primero que nada hay que preguntarles, ¿dónde saca la energía para seguir trabajando?
The energy not to stop. Well, I think it takes more energy to stop than to keep going, maybe. Maybe that's the answer. As Barney McKenna, our banjo player, I was talking to him about this recently, and he said it's too late to stop now. Maybe that's part of the answer.
Yes. If you put the brakes on, you need more energy to get going again. So while you keep them in momentum going while you can. I had the same interview, the same question, only yesterday. A young journalist in Eichmond on Zee put that question, how do you keep going? He says, well, we're going to keep going as long as we can. Because we know people who can't. And there are members of the group, they're ill or have passed away. And that's the philosophy, is keep it going while you're able. Because one day you won't be, and then there's no excuse.
Que comentan que más bien la energía sería una cuestión, la energía sería parar, ¿no? O sea, parar sería quitar la energía. Lo resume muy bien John en una frase que dijo Barney, it's too late to stop now, que y quiere decir que es muy tarde para parar ahora, ¿no? Que no sabrían qué hacer, ¿no? Si parasen. Luego Sean ha comentado más o menos pues lo mismo también que ayer, justamente esta pregunta en estaban en Holanda y les hicieron la misma pregunta, ¿no? Que es una pregunta muy habitual que se haga, ¿no?
¿Cuál es la formación en estos momentos? Frecuentes 6 años, ha habido muchas apariciones en la formación de la banda, ha habido miembros que han entrado, han salido, otros han desaparecido. Me gustaría que presentase a los miembros actuales de Dubliners.
Okay, well, if we start with the original ones who were left, that's Barney McKenna. He was one of the founder members of the group. He plays the banjo, and he is unique, as I suppose all of us are to some extent. But Barney is
uniquer than most.
Yeah, Barney is probably a legend in his own lifetime. Barney is unique. He's a unique banjo player. No, he invented the banjo in a sense. In Irish music, Barney McKenna, Banjo Barney, we call him. That's Barney. I suppose the next one who's left would be myself, John. I'm the fiddle player. I play fiddle and tin whistle. And I joined the band about 2 years after it started, which makes me, how many years is that, Sean? 44. I'm only 44 years, so I'm not an original, absolutely. But I'm not an absolute original. But and then moving on from there, in the order of people joining, Sean is next. Yes, Sean Cannon.
I'm in the 26th year now, so I'm a newcomer.
El primero, el único original que queda fundador del grupo es Barney McKenna. Él toca el banjo. Lo definen mucho como a único. De hecho, creen que ha inventado también una manera de tocar el banjo, en su sentido. Luego vendría John Siahan, con quien estáis hablando. Él no está desde los inicios, pero casi. Lleva 44 años ya en el grupo. Y luego el tercero que vendría, que ya lleva 26 años, es Sin Cannon, que también está aquí, y que toca la guitarra y es cantante.
Yeah, sorry, just to continue from there, I suppose we probably shouldn't have really started without mentioning all the original members. So you had Ronnie Drew, who's the unique voice and that deep bass gravel voice. He was an original, as was Lou Kelly, who died in 1984, and Kieran Burke, who died in 1988. So that covers the original. The original group was Ronnie Drew, Lou Kelly, Kieran Burke and Barney McKenna. Then I was a newcomer back in 1964. Then we mentioned Sean, and in between times we had various changes. In 1975, Ronnie Drew left for a few years and Jim McCann joined. Jim McCann left in 1979, I think, and Ronnie came back into the group. And then Ronnie left again in 1996, and Paddy Riley joined for 10 years, 11 years. He left about 2 years ago. And then Patsy Watchorn, our new singer, he joined about 2.5 years ago. So if you can remember all of that.
I think that.
Yeah.
Cita primero la formación original, que eran cuatro. Aparte de Barney McKenna estaba Ronnie Drew, Kieran Burke, and it was Luke Kelly. Luke Kelly y Kieran Burke ya hace años que fallecieron. Ronnie Drew estuvo en el grupo durante muchos años, era una voz única dentro del grupo. Lo dejó y lo sustituyó Jim McCann. Volvió al cabo de unos años Ronnie Drew. Y hace unos 10 años que lo dejó definitivamente y entró Paddy Riley, que ahora lo dejó hace 3 años y está en su lugar Patsy Watchorn.
Wallace,
that we're bought and we're sold for English gold. Such a parcel of rogues in a nation.
Thank you. Ah, Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street. A gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He had a brogue, both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim and a bit of a Tim on his way, well, a love the liquor he was born, and to send the money's away each day, he'd a drop of the crate to the river he mourned. Why, pull it out, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Now one morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet. They laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Whack, pull it out, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your thunder shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. And his friends assembled at the wake. And Mrs. Finnegan...
¿Qué es la música? Para el pueblo irlandés, pero también para los dubliners.
What is music for Irish?
I think it's a very essential thing, a very essential commodity for Irish people. Everybody wants to make music and sing. It's a very big thing in Ireland, and I remember it from my childhood, because I'm an immigrant to England when I was about 14 or 15. But I remember the days at school when we learned the old songs, rebel songs and other songs, and I always got such a lift out of hearing music being played, and airs like Róisín Dhu and the Cúlan. These used to be played quite regularly, and these are abiding memories from childhood. And when I was introduced to the folk scene in England by a friend, an Irish friend, I was much surprised that that a lot of English people were singing Irish songs and really relishing these things, this kind of repertoire. And for me, because I learned them at school, I didn't have the same appreciation as until I actually heard the songs being sung in England. And then I plucked up the courage to have a go myself, and I got with other people, we formed a group and sang the old Irish songs. And being influenced by the Dubliners, I knew a lot of their repertoire, so I didn't have to do any audition, did I?
No. I think music in Ireland, and I think the same is true of Spanish people, it's part of our nature. It's part of the air that we breathe. It's just part of life. It's like eating and sleeping and drinking. music is part of the whole. It's just part of our existence, I think. It's a natural thing. It's something, okay, as Sean said, we learned going to school and continued on. Maybe we appreciate it more now than when we were going to school, because we had to learn it then. And it's just become part of our lives, thankfully.
Bueno, comenta, básicamente es esencial, primero de todo es esencial. Ya lo aprendían de pequeño en las calles, en la escuela, es una cosa que está en todos los lugares, ¿no? Un poco. Dicen que es un poco el aire, es como respirar aire, o beber, dormir, comer, ¿no? Es una cosa esencial, es parte de sus vidas, es una manera de... Gracias, dan las gracias, ¿no? Es una cosa importante, suerte que lo tienen, ¿no?
Down in the left up high, I am the life that will never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the lord of the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
Hello, I'm John Sheehan of the Dubliners. I'm the fiddle player, and we're delighted to be here in Spain on this tour, and I'd like to give best wishes to all the listeners of Planeta Azul, and we hope you enjoy our music, and we hope to see you very soon.
There was an old woman, and she lived in the wood. Wee-ya-wee-ya-wa-ya. There was an old woman, and she lived in the wood, down by the river Sawyer. Well, she had a baby 3 months old. Wee-ya-wee-ya-wa-ya. She had a baby 3 months
old. In the 60s y los años 70 fueron años salvajes, fueron años de viajar, de tocar, de beber, de pasárselo bien. Me gustaría que John hiciese un poco de memoria cómo fueron aquellos primeros años y cómo los recuerda.
Well, I think somebody said one time that if you can remember the 60s, then you weren't there.
Dice que alguien dijo alguna vez que si recuerdas los 60 es que no estabas allí.
But I think one of our founder members, Ronnie Drew, I think he described the whole thing very well when he said that we had a party that went on for 25 years.
Dice que Ronnie Drew, uno de los miembros originales, lo definió muy bien diciendo que fue como una fiesta que duró 25 años.
And the lifestyle that we led was I think that's a fairly true description. We all had given up our regular jobs, such as they might have been at that stage, and we didn't have any long-term plan for the future. We just lived from week to week and month to month, and we were fortunate enough to make a good enough living, and we just loved the music, and just life went on somehow, and that's the way it's been ever since. We never had any long-term plans into the future, and in a way I think that's part of the reason that the group has gone on as long as it has, because sometimes I think if groups are very serious and they have a very business approach and they say we'll have a contract to work for so many years, then I think it stifles the whole thing and there's no spontaneity anymore and it's purely like a business. But the way we've worked, it's somehow just gone on from year to year and the party still goes on.
Dice que cuando comenzaron pues ellos tenían sus trabajos y además tocaban música y iban semana a semana, mes a mes, no hacían planes a largo recorrido. Thanks. Y bueno, y que asimismo, por no hacer planes, pues han acabado, están aquí hoy, ¿no? Que es una de las premisas que siempre han tenido los Dubliners, no hacer planes a largo tiempo. Si hubieran firmado un contrato o algo a muchos años, quizás ahora no estarían aquí.
Tienen grabados una gran cantidad de discos, una gran cantidad, la lista de trabajos publicados es enorme, la lista de conciertos que han dado ha sido increíble. Ellos son un pilar fundamental de la música tradicional irlandesa y su trabajo, no solamente en Irlanda sino fuera de Irlanda, ha permitido que otros grupos que han venido luego detrás hayan podido salir fuera. Y me gustaría que hiciese un poco de revisión de ese trabajo y de cómo ellos ven que su trabajo ha permitido que otros grupos tengan cabida dentro de los circuitos europeos, por ejemplo.
Yeah, I suppose we were never aware really that much of having this influence on other musicians, but over the years I've heard a number of groups, including, you know, people like U2, you know, you've heard of this little folk group, this small pop group we have in Ireland, U2. Bono and U2. people like that, and Planxty, and who else would have?
With a Bothy band, and there's lots of bands.
Yeah, a lot of these bands, they attribute the Dubliners as being one of the influence on their beginning in music and so on. I've never been that aware of having this influence, or the other boys of having this influence on other young groups coming up, but apparently that is the case, and now we're hearing like groups like the Pogues, for example. I was reading in music magazines 20 years ago where the Pogues were saying the Dubliners were a big influence on their music, and that seems to be the case. We were never aware of, we were just doing our own thing and having a good time, but apparently other people were listening to us and being influenced by what we were doing, you know.
Sí, bueno, ellos sí que es verdad, pues ha citado algunos grupos, los Chieftains primero, luego incluso otra gente no de música tradicional, como podría ser U2, que los ha definido como un grupo pequeño de pub de Dublín, ¿no? O los Pogues posteriormente también, que era gente que leían y escuchaban sus discos y los iban a ver a tocar cuando eran jóvenes. Ellos realmente tampoco se sienten influencia muy directa, creen que hayan sido influencia, aunque ellos saben que lo son, ¿no? Ellos nunca han ido a esto tampoco, ellos simplemente se han dedicado a ir tocando, ¿no?
En su carrera discográfica, lo cierto es que no son muchas las colaboraciones que han hecho con otros grupos, a diferencia de Chieftains, que por ejemplo, que sí que ha habido una gran cantidad de colaboraciones con gente de diferentes estilos. Ellos, sin embargo, se han mantenido unidos, han seguido trabajando y han seguido haciendo un trabajo ajeno a colaboraciones que a veces pueden ser un poco forzadas. ¿Por qué ha sido esta situación?
Not a lot. We have done a little bit, okay.
Yeah, not to the same extent.
Not to the same extent.
To go on your way.
Well, we have done a little bit, I suppose. Not as much as the Chieftains. The Chieftains have almost made a career of playing with so many different well-known people in other genres of music and so on. But we have done a little bit of collaboration, for example. Maybe people haven't noticed it very much, but the likes of Rory Gallagher, for example, we recorded, okay, just one song with Rory Gallagher. That was Ronnie and Rory Gallagher taking the lead part and the rest of us playing.
André Rieu.
Oh.
André Rieu, the Dutch violinist.
I don't know if he's known that well in Spain. André Rieu.
No.
He's a big orchestra. I played a... He liked one of the this guy, he's an orchestra of about 70 or 80 people. They do big tours.
They like to recreate the old Vienna.
Yeah, the old classical waltzes and so on.
Yeah, and they dress in costume on the stage. The big orchestra, they dress in period costumes, and they bring in chandeliers and carpets and turn sports stadia into ballrooms from Vienna.
Yeah, and this guy Andrew Rieu, he came to Dublin to do some concerts, and he loves waltzes. The waltz is his favorite tempo or melody. And I had composed a piece called the Marina Waltz, which he heard, and I recorded with him and I played with him on stage. That's just a small example, I suppose, of, you know, collaborating with other people.
Well, the big collaboration is the Pogues.
With the Pogues, of course, yeah. We did the Irish Rover with the Pogues in 1987. Yeah. 20. We have to think now. We have to calculate backwards. That's 21 years ago this year.
Yeah. And somebody asked me one day at another interview, why is it the Dubliners don't have a woman? You never have a woman in the group. And I said, well, we couldn't get one with a beard.
Yeah. So I suppose we have done some collaboration. Yes. Who else have we played?
Groups. Speaking of women, there is one woman who has recorded with the Dubliners, and that's Eleanor Shanley. And there's an excellent version of a Bob Dylan song, Boots of Spanish Leather. Do you know the Bob Dylan song?
Yes, and that was done with Ronnie Drew and this Irish singer.
Yeah, it's
Eleanor
an excellent
Shanley.
Track. I was listening to it the other day.
Mm.
So that's the Spanish connection through Bob Dylan.
Boots of
I'm
Spanish
going to look
leather.
For boots of Spanish leather on this trip. See if we can get.
What's it?
Bueno, pues sí, es verdad, no han hecho muchas colaboraciones. Han citado algunas. Quizás la que tuvo más éxito fue la que tuvieron con The Pogues. Y hace 21 años, en el 87. Para te hablan de André Rieu, una orquesta de 70 o 80 personas de Alemania con un que tiene de director un amigo suyo de Austria. justo con ellos, pues John grabó una canción suya que es de Marina Walls, pues hicieron una versión que a él le gusta mucho, ¿no?
Another thing that we did recently, only a few weeks ago, we mentioned Ronnie Drew just a while ago, and he's been ill. He got throat cancer, but he's recovering and he's making good progress. Well, Bono of U2, he wrote a song for Ronnie, kind of wishing him well, and it's kind of a tribute to Ronnie Drew's song. And only 2 weeks ago, I don't think Edward knows this yet, but U2 and the Dubliners and some other Irish singers, we got together in the studio and we recorded this new song for Ronnie Drew, which will be coming out shortly as a single. So that's a new collaboration.
Who else was
there? Was Sinead O'Connor? Oh, there was loads of people there. There was Sinead O'Connor, Andrea Carr, Shane McGowan, Christy Moore, Damien Dempsey, Gavin Friday, Eleanor Shanley, Eleanor McAvoy. Just goes on and on. There was about 50 people in the studio. Yes, yeah, we're all together in the studio. That's just about 3 weeks ago. So that's our latest collaboration.
Hay una colaboración nueva que grabaron solo hace 3 semanas. Ronnie Drew, miembro fundador, se está recuperando de un cáncer de gola. Y Bono de U2 escribió una canción para él. Y bueno, se juntaron hace 3 semanas en el estudio para grabar esta canción conjunto. U2, los Dubliners, pero también mucha más gente que ha ido citando después. Sinead O'Connor ha citado Andrea Corr, Gavin Friday.
But John also does session work, so he played with a lot of people outside the folk idiom. You played in Kate Bush's album once, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I played the fiddle on, you know, studio work. I played on Kate Bush's album, The Hounds of Love, about 25 years ago, I suppose.
También John hace 25 años, por su lado, con Kate Bush, tocó en su disco The Hounds of Love.
The next song, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to dedicate to the man here on the extreme right. His name is Ciarán Burke, and the subject is whiskey, and it's called Whiskey in a Jar, and it goes like this.
Nosotros somos los Dubliners, el conjunto de Irlanda, que tocamos la música irlandesa, y tenemos mucho gusto en decir a los oyentes los sonidos del planeta azul. Muchas gracias y esperemos que nos vemos en el futuro aquí en Valencia.
Hasta aquí esta edición de hoy del espacio Los Sonidos del Planeta Azul, en la que hemos contado con John Sheehan y Sean Cannon de la mítica banda irlandesa The Dubliners. Recordar que nuestra cita diaria con la música del mundo, los ritmos étnicos, en las ondas de Universidad Politécnica de Valencia Radio, UPV Radio, en el tiempo del espacio Los Sonidos del Planeta Azul, serán de lunes a viernes por la tarde y de madrugada, a las 4 de la tarde, con repetición a partir de la 1:30 de la madrugada. Pero también en cualquier momento, si os descargáis el archivo en audio MP3 desde nuestra página web. Tomad nota: www.losonidosdelplanetaazul.com. La web del programa, donde encontraréis los contenidos del espacio, las referencias discográficas de los discos emitidos y noticias en torno a las músicas del programa. Gracias por acompañarnos. Os invitamos a participar en el espacio con vuestras consultas, comentarios y sugerencias a través de nuestro correo electrónico. Recordad, los sonidos del planeta azul, rtv@upv.es. Un día más, Sarizorio estuvo en los controles e hizo posible que el programa sonase así de bien, y Paco Valiente estuvo tanto en la edición del espacio como en la presentación de los contenidos delante del micrófono.